the more I understand myself, the more I become stable in the awareness of my own eternity and divinity, the easier it is to access my own original innate qualities. Although there's been a whole heap of rubbish that's been accumulated for many, many births, if you believe in rebirth, but also just through the experience of one lifetime, or even the experience of one day, we accumulate so much dust on ourselves. And so, going back into silence, touching into that original purity that exists within the self, means that I find that I am that being of peace, of love, of light, of truth, of joy. I then seek to understand how the universe is operating. I begin to understand the laws of karma, and the combination of these two factors, knowing myself and knowing the law of karma, expressing that which is the highest within my own being, means that when I enter into action in the context of others, my relationship with them is of a totally different quality. When I think about my own consciousness locked into the consciousness of the body, what is the quality of my karma at that point? I'm causing pain to myself, but equally, I'm causing pain to others around me. And in that situation, although I want a relationship to be one in which there's an exchange of love and joy, yet that isn't the reality. Instead, there's a huge amount of sorrow and pain that we cause each other all the time. And yet, when I've broken free from the limits of that consciousness of the body, and I've stepped into the infinite consciousness of the soul, in soul consciousness, the quality of my karma is filled with the highest qualities of the soul itself. And of course then, the interaction that I have with you is also demonstrating those qualities of mine. One aspect of this is demonstrated in the world today when we see that we've come to a point where the world has values that have disappeared. What happened to family values? What happened to moral values? What happened to ethical or social values even? We've come to a point of chaos and disintegration, because values are actually connected with the spirit. We forgot about the spirit, we forgot about our innate qualities, and so values disappeared from our life and relationships have broken down as a result of this. Coming back to the awareness of the self means when I step onto the world stage to play my role on the world stage, I come into the consciousness of I, the divine being, expressing that which is my own highest potential within myself. In fact, this is actually my responsibility. Whatever other responsibilities I have towards my family, towards my colleagues, towards the world, all of those I can only fulfill if I'm first of all fulfilling this divine role of mine. Then I'm able to do that which needs to be done at the moment, which is necessary. In the consciousness of just the physical role, I've been trapped by the consciousness of my and mine. Think about the extent to which we use these words and what these words have come to mean in our lives. When I say my, what is the list of baggage that comes with this? And when I say mine, what are the things that burden me at that point? And yet, I am a soul. I'm playing a role on the world stage. I'm here for a while to express that which is of truth and beauty. When an actor steps onto the stage, the actor knows that he's playing a role on the stage. And the problem is that I forgot that I'm simply playing a role. Nothing more, nothing less. Yes, the world stage is also the field of action, and so there's a total responsibility for the role that I'm playing.